Top Pentagon officials are on Capitol Hill again today, trying to answer the big and outstanding questions over the U.S. departure from Afghanistan. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was asked whether President Biden was to blame for the chaotic drawdown.
My assessment is this is a 20-year war, and it wasn't lost in the last 20 days or even 20 months for that matter. There's a cumulative effect to a series of strategic decisions that go way back.
Let's bring in NPR's Greg Myrie, who has been following the hearing and joins us with more. And Greg, we also heard from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Frank McKenzie, a U.S. Central Command commander. What more did we learn today about the decisions leading to the withdrawal and the advance given to the president?
Right. So we did hear a lot of partisan bickering, with Democrats generally defending Biden's decision to leave Afghanistan, Republicans saying it was a mistake to leave and criticizing the way the pullout was handled. But what we heard from these military officials was an attempt to provide some context and some nuance, just like we heard in that introductory clip, that this wasn't just something that happened during 2 weeks in August, that this had been building up. The military officials all pointed out President Trump had signed an agreement that called for the U.S. to withdraw in May of this year. And they noted that he even briefly signed an order last year, speeding that up to January 15th. So they noted that President Trump was very much trying to withdraw quickly from Afghanistan. And then they sort of walked the committee through the various things they did and why they made certain decisions, and acknowledged that there was chaos. There was some things that they didn't see coming, but that didn't really satisfy the Republicans in particular.
Well, let's listen to Secretary Austin. He was asked why the U.S. didn't bring out civilians and Afghans with special immigrant visas earlier. Let's listen.
The call on how to do that and when to do it is really a State Department call. We provided input, as I said in my opening statement, to the State Department. Their concerns rightfully were that, number one, they were being cautioned by the Ghani administration that if they withdrew American citizens and SIV applicants at a pace that was too fast, it would cause a collapse of the government that we were trying to prevent.
Greg, what else did you learn today about why the evacuations happened in such a chaotic way?
Well, I think we have to remember that the plan was for a very orderly withdrawal, and that the Afghan government and the military would be in control at minimum of Kabul and the airport, and therefore people could get on planes and leave in a pretty ordinary manner without any great drama. But when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 2 weeks in the first half of August, this just completely overturned almost all of the plans that had been made. They had tried to anticipate other scenarios, but no one had really anticipated such a rapid breakdown. And this is why they explained that they were sort of having to reassess and make decisions and changes on the fly.
You know, one other big question that we keep hearing about is, was the intelligence inaccurate? I mean, there are a lot of questions about why the U.S. didn't realize ahead of time how quickly the Afghan government would fall.
Yeah, Defense Secretary Austin did acknowledge that he said, we failed to grasp how quickly this would happen. And the generals, Milley and McKenzie, said the same thing as well. But they generally assessed that they said that even in advance, they knew that the Afghan government and military was likely to fail at some point. The real distinction they make is that it's hard to put a date on that. And most of the forecasts were talking 6 months or at least, or perhaps even longer, that the Afghan government could hold Kabul and stay in control. This sort of 11-day collapse was not anticipated really by anybody.
Greg, I have about 30 seconds with you. What are some of the other big questions you still have? This is the second day of these hearings.
Right. I mean, I think they've covered a lot of ground. I think what they can't cover is the prediction of what's going to happen next. Afghanistan is really looking at a potential humanitarian crisis. I think that's going to be the next big issue. And how the Taliban are going to govern. Have they changed? Are they going to be less harsh than the rule they had 20 years ago when they ruled? So I think we're in a space where we're still waiting to see what's going to happen, and we don't have answers yet.
That's Greg Myrie. As always, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Tanya.